Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this John?
It is.
Hi, John. It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Notebook Writing Compliance Team. I sent you a message yesterday. Did you take a look at that?
I did.
Yes, we actually, let me just give you a bit of a background in regards to what happened and why the situation was in place, you know, to begin with. So basically, on Friday, since it was the last day of the month, we completed the publication of 3,000 books for the year. All right, and there was a celebration. There were multiple people who got recognized for their efforts, and amongst them was Rafael De Silva as well. Now, one of the other employees got jealous, so I don't know what went into them. They went ahead and sent the standard template email to multiple of the customers that were Rafael's. And what happened is that we were trying to, of course, investigate who exactly is doing that, because that person went with a pseudonym of Steve Perkins, and they wouldn't disclose their identity. This is, by the way, a fake name. And this Steve Perkins was an existing employee and not our existing client. Because that kind of details cannot be, for example, if you're a client, just like others, you have signed a non-disclosure agreement with us, and they have done so. We don't share your information with other customers, and it works vice versa as well. So there's no way on earth that it's possible for any existing customer, whether they were dissatisfied or satisfied. Let's just leave that at out at this point of time. There is no way that they can gain access of your details, you know, in regards to what particular audience.
Well, that's why I ask him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I ask him, how did you get my name? Yeah. And he said, doesn't matter how I got your name. Well, I don't have any confidence in somebody that won't tell me how they know who they're talking to.
Exactly. Such specified details. We didn't hear it from you, though, but there were four or five clients who came forward, and they forwarded the correspondence to us, and they were like, of course, they were skeptical, you know, in regards to what is going on. And this is actually a bad reputation sort of a thing for the company as well. I mean, how did the data got leaked, and how does anyone has access of customers' details in particular? So we started an investigation. We involved the legal authorities as well, and they were doing their own thing. This has been going on from Saturday. And finally, yesterday, they tried to recover an account associated with Steve Perkins. And what happened is that we caught this guy red-handed, the employee who was doing this. And once we got the access of his email, John, there were 22, 23 customers he reached out to. Same standard template. He wouldn't share his number. He wouldn't provide any solid details. He would just go like, oh, I have this nasty obligation. You need to withdraw your money. I mean, I don't know how some people can go so out of the line, you know, just because of jealousy. And thankfully, he was arrested yesterday. A legal case has been filed. Termination took place effective immediately, and we were just trying to reach out to the customers and, you know, fix what he has done. And that's the reason why we sent you an email, too.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, I made a commitment with Rafael, and I'm going to keep, you know, I keep that commitment until that, you know, I sent him a text today saying so. Probably sent it to both phone numbers, but anyway, I sent a text today because what he and I discussed and what we made a deal on and what he said he would accomplish, you know, because I was kind of tossed around and I had three people leading my project, and that Rafael took it. I said, well, you know, I'll give you to the end of June, not April, when it was, because he said it takes a few months. I said, well, let's go to the end of June. So I wasn't even giving it a second thought till the end of June.
Okay, I truly appreciate what you're doing, John, and thank you so much for understanding this. I also need to confirm one more thing, John, before I move on to that. I just wanted to assure you that I will be keeping a close eye on the project with Rafael, just in case if anything goes wrong. I will be there to make sure that we fix it as soon as we can, so it doesn't interrupt the project or the progress of the project. Okay, now one last thing I need to know from your end. Did you file a dispute already on the payments made, or what is the situation like on that end?
No. No, I
Okay.
haven't done either.
Okay,
No,
perfect.
I have no desire to do that. When we did the video and we did the last thing, he committed to a 400% return on
Otherwise,
investment
yes.
and made it to the end of June, and I said, "That's fine. Let's do that." So that you
Right.
won't hear anything from me. Fact is, I'm gonna be out of the country and out of the state for most of May and the first half of June. So I won't even be back to have a conversation from the 1st of May until the 3rd week of June. I'll get home the end of the 3rd week of June. So I'll be out of the country. So
Okay.
he told me if I would trust him, he'd get it done. And I said, "Well, I'll trust you."
Okay.
So
Sounds like a
till
plan.
the
So
end of
once you
June, I
get
won't even
back,
have a
John,
second thought.
Once you get back, John, I'm going to make sure that you have substantial progress and sales conversions or some sort of results ready to show you, okay? I'm going to make sure of that.
Okay. Well, I get a report on that if it comes if they pull it from the Amazon, I get a report on that every single day. So that's but that's fine.
Okay.
We'll
That
look
is
forward
good.
to it.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much for your time, John, and for your understanding. I truly apologize for this unpleasant incident that took place.
All that kind of stuff can happen.
All right. Thank you.
That kind of
Have a
stuff
nice day.
just it can happen. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah,
All right, you
thank
have
you
a good
so
day.
much for that. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.